said that they believe young women, just as young men are required to do, should sign up for selective service in case the draft is reinstated. Many of you have young daughters. Senator Rubio, should young women be required to sign up for selective service in case of a national emergency?
Well, first, let me say there are already women today serving in roles that are like combat, that in fact whose lives are in very serious danger. And so I have no problem whatsoever with people of either gender serving in combat, so long as the minimum requirements necessary to do the job are not compromised. But I support that. And obviously, if now that that is the case, I do believe that selective service should be opened up for both men and women in case a draft is ever instituted. I think the more fundamental challenge we're now facing is what's happening to the U.S. military. I've said this many times already, and I think it's important to start paying attention to this. Our Air Force is about to be the smallest it's been in 100 years. I'm sorry, in our history. Our Army is set to be smaller than it's been since the Second World War, and our Navy is about to be the smallest than it's been in 100 years. I think we need to begin to refocus on rebuilding our military, because every time we have cut our military in the history of this country, we have had to come back later and rebuild it, and it costs more, and it's a lot more chaotic and dangerous. When I'm president, we are rebuilding the U.S. military.
Thank you, Senator Rubio. Governor Bush, do you believe that young women...
Say it again.
Do you believe young women should sign up for selective service, be required
to
do so?
I do. And I think that we should not impose any kind of political agenda on the military. There should be, if women can meet the requirements, the minimum requirements for combat service, they ought to have the right to do it, for sure. It ought to be focused on the morale as well. We ought to make sure that we have readiness much higher than we do today. We need to eliminate the sequester, which is devastating our military. We can't be focusing on the political side of this. We need to realize that our military force is how we project our word in the world. When we are weak militarily, it doesn't matter what we say. We can talk about red lines and ISIS being the JV team and reset buttons and all this. If we don't have a strong military, then no one fears us and they take actions that are against our national interests.
Tell me what you'd say to American people out there who are sitting at home, who have daughters,
yeah,
who might worry about those answers and might
why worry that the draft
is reinstituted.
Well, the draft's not going to be reinstituted, but why if women are
but
accessing...
Did you just do away with it?
No, I didn't say that. You asked the question not about the draft, you asked about registering. And if women are going to be supporting...
You registered for the draft.
But we don't have a draft. I'm not suggesting we have a draft. What I'm suggesting is that we ought to have readiness being the first priority of our military, and secondly, that we make sure that the morale is high. And right now, neither one of those are acceptable because we've been gutting the military budget. We also need to reform our procurement process. We need to make sure that there are more...